The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Hello, Rolien Marks. How are you?
Hello, Kathy Kayla. Nice to chat to you. I have to tell you that I have come quite close to some Tasmanian devils, and they really are super cute.
Except the mothers eat their babies. They eat.
They didn't do that in front of me. They ran around being super cute, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
I don't know. It just goes back to, you know, everything in Australia is trying to kill you. Except volcanoes. All right.
You know, they say one bush, at least 20 things that will kill you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's nice to have some brevity, but let's get serious for a minute. An IDF soldier has been killed by a friendly fire. How friendly can it be when it kills you, Rolien? I think it's such an offensive term. I really do.
Okay, so let's unpack the story. It initially was thought to be a terror attack when the story broke in the early hours of this morning. And the reason that they call it friendly fire is because it comes from your own side. So that is the reason that they call it friendly fire. However, a tragic, tragic, horrendous incident in the early hours of this morning when IDF Staff Sergeant Natan Fitosi was killed. According to the investigation, which is still ongoing, he apparently left his guard tower. This is very close to the West Bank village of Tulkarem. Now, I understand that the situation at the moment is quite tense because of the recent wave of terror and because the IDF have been engaged in counter-terror ops. Just almost 2 weeks ago, we had Operation Breaking Dawn, more flare-ups, this time with Palestinian Islamic Jihad on our border. So there is still a tacit calm. We do have a ceasefire in place. However, in tandem with conducting Breaking Dawn, we're also still conducting counter-terror raids. So there is a heightened sense of alert. And the story is so much more tragic because he left his post, he went to pray, and when he came back, one of his fellow soldiers, this is in the Kafir Brigade, did not recognize him and did engage the procedure for dealing with suspicious individuals, ultimately shooting him. Now, we don't know the exact circumstances. Did he call out? Did he identify himself? As far as we understand, under this procedure, they do have to call out. Whoever is approaching does have to identify themselves. A warning shot will be given and then the protocol is engaged. But it's just absolutely tragic, not just for the life of the soldier Natan, who was lost, a 20-year-old French Olé, also for his family, and also, of course, for the soldier responsible. And the IDF have said that they will be giving him every support that they possibly can to try and get him through this. Just absolutely tragic any way you want to look at this.
Absolutely, absolutely shame. Well, we say Baruch Dayan HaEmet, and we wish his family certainly, and a good and a long life. So some other news, and this has obviously been a developing story that started a week ago, but Gazan residents have confirmed Israeli Defense Force claims of misfired rockets.
Well, this is very, very interesting, because this is the first time that we are really hearing from the residents out about what is happening in the Gaza Strip to the mainstream media. This time it's Associated or Agence France Presse, AFP. This is a very similar to Associated Press, who they also spoke to just a week ago, saying that this is the situation for journalists and this is the situation for us living in the Gaza Strip. There are rockets fired by entities like Palestine Palestinian Islamic Jihad that not only fall short in the Gaza Strip, but also misfire and cause tremendous damage and in the tragic circumstances yet again have cost the lives of civilians. So when we look back at Operation Breaking Dawn, the amount of civilians killed according to the IDF count was 27. We don't count the terror operatives who were killed. We don't include them in that count. And at least 16 of those being ordinary civilians. Now, as we've spoken about on the Israel report before, when Palestinian Islamic Jihad or Hamas or any of these entities fire their rockets, they do so from within civilian infrastructure, using their civilians effectively as human shields. But what hasn't happened before are these civilians speaking out to mainstream media. Now, we've had two incidents over the last 2 weeks. I'm going to talk about the one which was to Agence France-Presse. This was a man by the name of Abdul in Jabalia. He said, "I was with my wife and my children in my house and we heard the sound of a huge explosion. 2 minutes later, I looked out of the window and saw a horrible scene and nearby house was destroyed." That this is one of the rockets that was launched at Israel, landed on the house. So it shows you the severity of this. Now remember, these are rockets that are being fired at Israeli civilians with the intent to kill as well. So it's a double war crime. We also had a woman living in Gaza giving a very, very rare interview, this time to Israel's Channel 12, saying that nobody wins in these situations in the Gaza Strip because these rockets fall, they misfire, they kill civilians, they killed 5 children in Jabalia refugee camp when this happened. And she said the only people that are benefiting are the fat cats at the top of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And she went even further to say that public opinion for them has fallen, that in the past where they may have supported any war or any resistance, they call it, against what they call the Israeli occupation, this time the opinion is not in favor of these kind of engagements. So are we going to see a change in the tact, in the atmosphere in the Gaza Strip? You know, the optimist in me wants to believe that, you know, maybe there is some kernel of truth kind of filtering through, but we know that we are dealing with generations of incitement and indoctrination. But for the first time, we do have citizens in the Gaza Strip starting to speak out and speak out to the mainstream media.
Very interesting. Very interesting, Rolene. So the times are changing, apparently. Let's just finish off. Israeli envoy to the United Nations has called on an official who was ousted for denouncing Islamic Jihad to be reinstated. Tell us about this.
This is also quite fascinating because, of course, you know, when we do have these conflagrations with our neighbors in the Gaza Strip, we invariably have the Twitter wars that follow. Now, in this case, this was a United Nations official, Sarah Muscroft. She was head of the Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA, as it's named. And she tweeted out that she condemns the indiscriminate rocket fire of Palestinian Islamic Jihad towards Israeli civilians. Now, the result of that was the inevitable Twitter war, and Palestinians and Palestinian supporters called for her to be ousted from the UN agency. Now, just 2 weeks ago, I spoke on this very report, quoting the Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying that there is no place for anti-Semitism in any of the United Nations work, following the appalling comments from a member of the Commission of Inquiry into the previous conflagration with Gaza. Now we have the situation with OCHA. So our ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, has written an open letter to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres saying that Israel is disturbed to see see that Palestinian outrage over tweets would be or would so quickly devolve into ending the ability of a senior UN staffer to keep her job and to express herself. We call on OCHA to reverse this unfortunate decision, which is perceived as a reward for intimidation and threat, and that this is creating a very, very problematic norm. That is this going to result that any time a UN official criticizes a terror entity, and this is a recognized terror entity, are they going to lose their job?
Unbelievable. Rolene Marks, your timing is impeccable. We've got to get to news headlines, but thank you so much. And nice to hear from you. I mean, well, I hear you all the time on the radio on Fridays and every afternoon. But it's nice to speak to you.
Nice to chat you, Tazzies and all.
Thank you so much. Don't eat the children. Don't eat the children, Rolene Marks.